never in the field of human conflict.
But I'd circle home with my aircraft riddled with bullets and the undercarriage shot away. I force landed without the undercarriage. It was none the worse for it. It wasn't very nice at the time.
This was Brendan Finucane, interviewed by the BBC during the war at the height of his fame. Paddy Finucane, as he was commonly known, was among the top RAF fighter pilots during the Battle of Britain. But his background was a long way from that of many of his fellow flyers in the RAF at that time.
This story begins here in Dublin at the General Post Office, scene of the 1916 Easter Rising, and continues through to the Battle of Britain, where the son of an Irish rebel became the poster boy of the Royal Air Force.
His father, Andy, had been an IRA volunteer during the Easter Rising of 1916. When the family subsequently moved to England, the son signed up for the Royal Air Force. His nephew today is a leading QC at the Old Bailey in London. He's named after his famous uncle and is the family custodian of his story.
He was always an Irishman, and that's why he had the shamrock on the aeroplane, Queen Salute, and then also why his fitter wore shamrock on the back of his own overalls. But he did regard the fact that if the Nazis invaded England, it would not be long before they ended up probably invading Ireland, and he was opposed to Nazism in all its forms.
To mark the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Britain, the RAF at Coningsby in Lincolnshire has been working on a special aerial display involving one of the iconic aircraft from 1940 and its present-day equivalent.
That's something you don't see every day, a Spitfire and a Typhoon. A few feet apart in flight, but 75 years apart historically.
Anthony Parkey Parkinson from the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight gets to fly the iconic Spitfire for this special display.
Clearly it's a great thing to be able to do, but it's just such a privilege to be doing it in this 75th Battle of Britain celebratory year. You know, it's a big event for us.
That Irishman, Paddy Finucane, at the time, a pin-up, an air ace, does his name still resonate through the RAF and those involved in fighter command?
Yeah, definitely. Great-looking guy, and obviously a natural fighter pilot and a leader. And, you know, he was, Battle of Britain pilot, 26 kills. I mean, just amazing, and without doubt, an absolute hero.
While Paddy Finucane featured regularly in the press in Britain, Australia, Canada, and even the Irish-American newspapers, at home in neutral Ireland, his story wasn't told. Dubliner Maurice Byrne, who has researched the Finucane story, explains.
And during the war, there was heavy censorship by Frank Aiken, and a lot of Irish people would not have known what was actually going on. But literally, Finucane in the UK, Australia, and in America as well, would have reached heroic status with interviews, photographs and so on. He would have been a poster boy as such for fighter command, but he didn't want it.
I think my uncle was a combination of being a true Irishman, but also realising he was fighting for the Royal Air Force and for Britain. Also, I suppose that since he was awarded some of the highest honours for gallantry by the King, I suppose he did realise that he was fighting for the crown as well.
2 years after the Battle of Britain, Wing Commander Paddy Finucane, as he was then, was forced to ditch in the English Channel after his Spitfire was hit by a chance bullet as he crossed the French coast for home. He went down with his aircraft and his body was never recovered. But his story lives on.